Well, sure, we don't need to tell you, but heavy rains and strong winds across Phuket yesterday have caused trees and power cables to be torn down across the island. At about noon yesterday, a big banyan tree aged around 100 years fell down and blocked Narasun Road in Phuket town. A 56-year-old says whilst he was sweeping garbage in front of his house, which is next to the old banyan tree, he heard a loud noise similar to thunder. Suddenly, the banyan tree fell down right next to him. Luckily, no one was injured and no houses were damaged in that incident. In other areas, strong winds brought down trees falling on houses and blocking roads in Whitchit, Paklok and Kamala. In some areas, power poles and cabling was also torn down by the ferocity of the wind. Police are hunting for an arsonist who set a Mitsubishi Mirage on fire in Chelong yesterday. Chelong police were notified of the incident at Ban Nakok in Chelong. Police and firefighters arrived at the scene to find a black Mitsubishi Mirage completely gutted by fire. It took about 20 minutes to extinguish the fire. The 48-year-old owner told police that her jealous boyfriend, a 51-year-old, might have been responsible for the fire. She told police they'd been together for 2 years, but claims that her boyfriend was very jealous and didn't permit any men to sit in the car or be near her. She claims that he's threatened to kill her before. Forensic police are continuing their investigation to find clues into the accelerant used to ignite the fire. Jungsolong department store executives have issued a safety order after storms hit Phuket yesterday. The storm has damaged the front of the shopping centre on Ratutit Road. No injuries were reported. Executives say the damaged area and the entrance of the store was closed yesterday but expected to be open again today. They say that other parts of the store weren't damaged and they are open as normal. Coastal erosion is eating away 5 metres of land every year along a combined 42-kilometre-long stretch of Thailand's coastline. The situation is now so serious that a consulting firm is proposing that the government invoke an already passed environmental law to protect the hard-hit coasts. The consultants say with 5 metres of land along the coast going every year, we've reached a critical point. They say that of the 42 kilometres of coastline seriously affected, stretches totalling about 5 kilometres are in Nakhon Si Thammarat province and about a 12-kilometre stretch in Songkhla province. They've called on the government for their help, saying the situation needs an urgent solution. And the ASEAN region is the most vulnerable to the threat of potentially fatal dengue fever. This according to the World Health Organization. Last year, more than 425,000 people in ASEAN nations came down with the disease, the highest number of any region in the world. ASEAN nations are standing united in their initiatives against dengue fever, and for 8 years now, June the 15th has been observed across the region as ASEAN Dengue Day. To mark the occasion and heighten dengue awareness, representatives attended 2 days of regional activities in Singapore to double down on efforts to prevent the spread of the disease. Next month, they'll also meet in Malaysia to follow up their work. This year, dengue fever's already hit 17,302 people in Thailand and caused 21 deaths. Of the fatalities, 14 were patients older than 15 years and had underlying illnesses such as diabetes and heart disease. And netizens are raising concerns over the health, safety and well-being of new students at a Chonburi school after they were told to kiss the ground during a welcoming ceremony. Mostly, they were expressing concern that students could be infected by potentially lethal bacteria. The page posted photos of new students with their mouths pressing directly on the dirt on the ground in the school's football field after being ordered to do so by senior students. The photos sparked a social media discussion about the appropriateness of the activity and the potential health consequences for the new students from kissing the ground.